Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. This June marks 15 years since my dad left the planet. I wrote this piece a long time ago and have just now found it again. My hands have been through a lot since I wrote it, but the ideas and sentiments expressed in it are as true as ever. I looked down at my hands the other day. It's something I do all the time. I do it when I cook. I do it when I prune. I do it when I write. I do it all the time. I like my hands. They're good at what they do, and they have served me well. They're sore most of the time, sore from years of golf and typing and splitting wood. And here's what I noticed the other day. My hands are my father's hands. They are the same size and shape. We have the same thumbs. We share folds and bends, and we share arthritis. We have the same hands. There's something so basic about that, holding your own hands out in front of you and turning them over, back of the hand and palms, thumb, flank, and pinky flank, making a fist or holding them flat, wide open. These are my hands. I know them. These are my father's hands, too. I had one of those relationships with my dad. One of those tumultuous on-again, off-again relationships that defied reason and threatened my sanity. We fought loud and long. We challenged each other intellectually. We fought rough. Each of us wanted to win. Now, we had no use for the other's viewpoint, and we knew that each of us was really smart, just smart enough that we fought even harder. Was this a setup or what? Joe and Eddie, equals in clever combat, who just happened to be father and son. Battles notwithstanding, we laughed at the same jokes. We read a lot of the same books. We loved the arts and stories and railroads and making things with our hands. He played baseball, and he taught me to play the game well. He counseled me on how artists are different and that I would suffer for it. I'll never forget that day, sitting under the big cherry tree, my dad sharing the artist's wiring that he struggled with. I was all of 45 years old before I realized that the spirit we had in common was far more powerful than the points we wanted to make. He was 70 when the same idea occurred to him. Yep, I got to the truth 25 years before he did. Odd comfort in that. I do believe it was far more difficult for a man of his generation to relax and forget than it is for one of mine. Ideas and convictions were my dad's bread and butter. I had chosen harmony over discord and found peace therein. And then there's the matter of our hands. My dad was a painter and a sculptor and an athlete, and that's what he did with his hands. I have been a photographer and a goldsmith's apprentice and a third baseman and a toy maker and a writer, and that's what I've done with my hands. They turned out the same, his hands and mine. The same. When he was old and nearing the end of his powers, I would sit with him in his studio. He was building another locomotive from scratch for his incredible model railroad layout. I would watch, take notes, and once or twice, to my undying satisfaction, give him a tip that helped. Don't you love it when you can actually help, really help one of your parents? Is there anything sweeter, anything more just and lovely than paying back in some small way some of the things that they imparted to you? When he looked at me in surprise that I would offer a tip, I thought my heart would stop. He pushed up his glasses, like he used to do, up on top of his head. Do you know how much this is going to help? Thanks, kiddo. Then he pulled his glasses back down to his face and went back to work. There may have been a time in my life where I've been happier, but I can't remember it. He's gone a long time now, but I still have his hands. His hands at the end of my sleeves. I love that I do. I love it every day. That I am attached to him and that I will be attached to him for as long as my hands are his hands too.